It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on, and what's coming up, and, of course, their chronological calendar of coming events. And, Mark, we have just tons and tons of very interesting and different things to do in our region throughout the next week or so.
We certainly do. And, you know, Father's Day is coming up. And I thought to myself, well, instead of buying him another pair of socks, I mean, he's got plenty of those, why not think of an event and take him to that and make it a real treat? And certainly, as you say, we've got lots of really good ideas for this week. And some of them are inside, some of them are outside, so we've got a good selection. Why don't we start off on Monday? We've got a lot of garden tours. The gardens are really just coming into their own at the moment. And the Millbrook Garden Club has got their garden tour on Monday. And it's also quite interesting because there's some other little bits and pieces with it as well. So it's an opportunity to take a self-guided tour, 5 Millbrook area properties, the Ginson Farm, Brick House Farm, the Peterson Garden, the Jonto Farm, and the Ridder Panoia Garden are all open. Obviously, check in with the Millbrook Garden Club to get your tickets and the map and whatever before you go. But what I spotted also on this Monday, June the 10th, if you sign up, you can go and enjoy the buffet lunch at Moshomac, this wonderful club, which has a really old world feel to it. In the Millbrook area. And there are a whole lot of boutiques that will be open on at the Moshomac for the occasion as well. So you can do a little bit of shopping and help feed the coffers of the Millbrook Garden Club. So it's Monday, June the 10th, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's, you can do the self-guided tour until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that should be really fun. Now, another great thing to take Father to is on Tuesday, June the 11th, at the Gunn Memorial Library in the evening. It's 6:30, and they've got Abdo Ballester talking. He's giving a talk called Life After the Cuban Revolution. Now, a lot of people may know Abdo because he's really a Washington icon one way or another. Some people might know him because he's often called the Mojito King. Anyway, he's going to be giving this talk, and I'll come back to him in a second because he's really interesting. He's going to give this talk, Reflections of Life After the Cuban Revolution. So I guess the Cuban Revolution was in 1959. Castro then ruled Cuba until 2008. Abdo is a Cuban native. He had firsthand insights and personal experience of what life was before the revolution, during the revolution, and then obviously subsequently after the revolution. Now, you can get a lot of background because we went and interviewed Abdo and he talked about this upcoming talk for Rural Intelligence. And also he talks about what he's done for Washington, Connecticut, because it really is, he's been a big fixture in the community there, raised a lot of money for good causes. So if you do go to Rural Intelligence, it's in our Rural We column, check that out and all the details. He's talking anyway on Tuesday, June the 11th, 6:30 in the evening at the Gunn Memorial Library. Now, I'm not sure Dad is necessarily wanting to participate in all the events that are going on in Hudson this week, but I think there are going to be some tremendous fun events starting on Wednesday, June the 12th, and running actually all the way through Sunday the 16th. It's the Out Hudson Pride weekend. It's a very long weekend. And this year they've got, these things are just so much fun. So it's the theme is fairy tales. You certainly can take Dad to the parade down Warren Street, which is always hilarious, great, great fun. But check out, there are all sorts of author readings. There's a screening of The Death and Life of Marsha P. Johnson. There's a Hudson Riverboat cruise. There's a cabaret show with Miss Sherry Vine, who's a real well-known performer one way or another. They're going to be DJs and dancing. There's going to be queer karaoke on some nights. as a tea dancer, all sorts of other things. Now, to get all the information on all the events and when and where they are, and as I say, they go for a very long weekend indeed. You have to check out the Out Hudson Pride Weekend 2019 website. You can get there via Rural Intelligence and our events page. So if you need to do that, that's the easy way of doing it. Now, starting also on Thursday, June the 13th, but running for 2 days, so it includes Friday as well, there is another big story that we've been writing about in Rural Intelligence, and this one is at the Marist College. It's 1969, when Woodstock changed the world. It's our lead story. It's about this two-day conference that examines the events that sort of led to and included the iconic music festival One Way and Another. Now, what you can do is you can go to the trip that they have to the Bethel Woods Center for Arts, which is actually on the original Woodstock's music festival site. But then there are all sorts of other things you can attend at the conference itself. There's going to be panel discussions on music in the 60s, which sounds absolutely fascinating, great fun. There's talks about social movements, including the civil rights and Black Power and the impact Woodstock had on them. Talks about communal living, feminism, the Vietnam War, peace movements, all those type of things, which really were so significant. And Woodstock was iconic in terms of its influence on them. The keynote lectures are going to be by the CNN presidential historian Douglas Brinkley, and also the 60s historian Dr. David Farber as well. So this conference is just really sounds fascinating. Now, we did write about it, so you can get all the details in Rural Intelligence. Go to our lead story from May the 27th and check it all out. And I'm sure you can attend, you know, this particular lecture or that particular lecture, or maybe join them for the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts as well. So really a fascinating thing, especially I suspect a lot of dads will have not necessarily attended Woodstock, but would have been around to see what was going on there. And it would have been an iconic date in their past. The other things going on, there's a lot of other things. So let's go to the bookstore in Lenox on Thursday afternoon at 5:30, because the author Carolyn Brancanto is going to be there. She's got a new book out, and it sounds a great book to buy for dad if he's going to sit by the pool in the summer or maybe even go to the beach for one another. It's called The Circus Pig and the Kaiser. It's based on a real incident, but she has turned it into sort of a madcap historical satire. And it's got a serious base as well, because it deals with issues of freedom of expression under an authoritarian regime as well. But it just sounds like a great fun event. She's going to be there talking about the book, signing copies, and you can pick up a copy. So that's at the bookstore in Lenox, 5:30 on Thursday, June the 13th. Now, what else can we find for dad to do? Well, I'm not sure necessarily he's going to go to this, participate in this, but this was such a success last year that they brought it back, and that is the second annual Northeast Fiddlers Convention. So it starts on Friday, June the 14th, and actually that's it, and then it runs through Sunday the 16th. Old Tone Productions are the people who put it on last year, and they're back again, and it really is a family-friendly, old-time and bluegrass music gathering. So if you want to listen to that music, take Dad along with you. But you are invited to go, and you're invited to take your fiddle with you, and you can jam to some things. You can compete. They have fiddling competitions. They have lessons. There is a dance. There's all sorts of celebrations. There are going to be workshops. There are going to be competitions. There's going to be a performance and a square dance with John Cohen and the Downhill Strugglers. And it's all at Hancock Shaker Village. Again, you're going to have to check out the full details of when and where and what's going on. But it's, as I say, it starts on Friday the 14th and runs through Sunday, June the 16th. So if Dad is keen on fiddling, then this is the event for him. Now, this weekend has got so many wonderful garden tours. I'm going to give you a couple now, and then we'll come back to some in a few minutes' time, because on Friday, June the 14th, and Saturday, June the 15th, Spencertown and the Spencertown Academy is having its 2019 Hidden Gardens Tour. The whole events kick off on actually Friday evening with a Twilight in the Garden cocktail party. That's that Friday evening in a private home, so you have to check that out. Then Saturday, it begins at 8:30 in the morning. There's going to be a continental breakfast and a lecture, which is called Growing Cut Flowers for Your Garden and Your Home. And that's with Jenny Elliott of Tiny Hearts Farm. And I'll come back to that in a second, because there's a big story behind that. That's all going to be followed by the Garden Market on the Green, which starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and runs till about 2:30 there in Spencertown. And all whilst this is going on, there's a self-guided garden tour, which starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and then runs till about 4 o'clock. Now, Jenny Elliott, I want to mention her because she is really one of our lead stories this week in rural intelligence. Fascinating history. She's got a farm there in Kopek, and also a store in Hillsdale, which is just absolutely gorgeous. So you can read all about her a bit of background on the event. That's in Rural Intelligence this week, so do check that out. And in the meantime, if you're looking for a great garden tour to go on, as I say, it's the Spencertown Academy 2019 Hidden Gardens Tour. And, of course, all the details are on their website, and you can link through from Rural Intelligence. But whilst we're there, that's a bit farther north, a bit further south. There is another garden tour in and around Cornwall and Falls Village on Friday and Saturday. That's Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th as well. And it starts off in Cornwall, because the Books and Blooms Country Gardens 2019 is kicking this all off. The Cornwall Library sets it up. It's welcome, and they are starting off with a talk from Bunny Williams, who's going to be talking about her newest book, which is called Love Affair with Houses. It's their annual kickoff lecture. So she kicks it off on Friday, and then there'll be a cocktail reception. And then on Saturday, there are four country gardens in the area. Debbie and Bart Jones, their house is open, their garden's open, and Roxana Robinson, they're both in Cornwall, and then Paige Dickey, and of course Bunny Williams's house and garden will be open in Falls Village. And I can tell you, I've been to Bunny Williams's garden, and it is pretty spectacular one way and another. Anyway, there's something going on Sunday. I'll come back to that in a little bit as well. What else is going on Saturday? Well, there's a lot going on. Washington, the Institute for American Indian Studies in Washington, has got a really interesting event going on. It's called the Strawberry Moon Festival. And apparently it's a big Native American festival. There'll be games, food, stories, all to honor the importance of this season. There is going to be Native American music performed by Alan Madaby, and there are going to be Ojibwe stories told by a Native American storyteller, Darlene Kasikak, of the Shagikok tribal nation. So I think that will be really interesting as well. So that is all day. Well, it starts at 12 o'clock on Saturday the 15th and runs till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's something that will be really fascinating. And then later on, there is another wonderful summer fundraiser at Numcake in Stockbridge, where the gardens will be looking absolutely fabulous. It's the LitNet Summer Fete. Now, the Literacy Network of Southern Berkshire is a wonderful organization. The funds raised at this fundraiser really are to help adult learners of English in Berkshire County and around. It's both for immigrants and US-born adults, and they receive free personalized educational support to help them specifically speak and read and write English, which will really help their careers one way or another. So it's at 5 o'clock at Numcake in Stockbridge. And obviously you can go to the LitNet website and you'll get all the full details. So that's in Stockbridge on Saturday, June the 15th. Now, whilst you're in Stockbridge, just a bit further up the street in Lennox at Tanglewood, the Tanglewood season is kicking off as well. It's another great thing to take Dad to. And what they're starting off with is Live From Here with Chris Thile. It's a live broadcast of the American Public Media Live From Here show. It's all in the shed. Chris Thile will be joined by Ben Folds and the band I'm With Her. Another big name will be there is Tig Notaro, the comedian and actress, who's really well known, and she's going to be coming up there as well. If you don't know him, Chris is really an amazing vocalist, a mandolin virtuoso. He's going to be performing his Song of the Week, which is always popular, but this week he's been written specially by Chris for the evening's program. So that's all at Tanglewood on Saturday, June the 15th, and that one starts at 5:45 in the evening, so definitely worthwhile attending. On Saturday evening and on Sunday as well, Cat's Barn is having its big event of the summer. It's their closing spring season ballet show. It's by Ballet Next, they are really well known. They're classical trained dancers. There's going to be a lot of live musicians. It's going to be sort of what I call a lot of dynamism in dance, one way or another, at Cat's Barn. Now, another big event a bit further south is in Wassaic, because the Wassaic Project is having its summer benefit as well, and that is going to be a great fun event. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, but knowing them, it will go on late. This year, the event honors two of the Wassaic Project's founding funders, Tony Zunio and Dick Berry. And the Wassaic Project's been going on for about 11 years, and every festival and exhibition and residency and weekend at this the Wassaic Project has been going on has really been benefiting from Tony and Dick's generosity. So it's a chance to go along, have a drink, explore the 2019 summer exhibition, which is called Ad Astra Per Aspera, which is Latin for Through Hardship to the Stars. And you might well get to win some art prizes in the art darts raffle, so you can check that out. But you can definitely sample some craft beers, some cocktails, and food from Trough Catering as well. So that's starts at 5 o'clock at the Wassaic Project on Saturday the 15th. If you want to try something slightly different, over in Goshen, Sunset Meadows Vineyards is having a Smoke and Vines Father's Day barbecue. And this is a sort of a semi-annual event, I guess, where they do all sorts of barbecuing of meats and sides and appetizers, and there's a dessert. Father gets to try a premium cigar and all sorts of wine specials as well. They're only available for those events, this event as well. So it's a really fun evening for Dad, and may well enjoy it. Check that out on the Sunset Meadows Vineyard website. Starts at 6:30 in the evening, again on Saturday. Another great thing that Dad would may well enjoy, in fact, the whole family may well enjoy, is in Rhinebeck. The Rhinebeck High School is going to be hosting the Northern Duchess Symphony Orchestra, and they are playing a concert which they're calling Sand and Surf, and it's really featuring hits from the Beach Boys, Jimmy Buffett, from Disney's The Little Mermaid. They're playing all sorts of Latin favorites, got like The Girl from Ipanema and things like that. So they've got a special guest who's coming along. There's soloists from the New York University Steel Band. And the fun news is that the orchestra is going to forego its traditional formal attire, and it's going to be wearing sandals and Hawaiian shirts and all sorts of beach apparel. So that is going to be a great fun evening for the Northern Dutchess Symphony Orchestra at Rhinebeck High School. That starts at 7:30 in the evening. A bit further north in Beckett, Massachusetts, Jacob's Pillow is having its season opening gala. As always, it's one of the parties of the summer to go to. There are all sorts of exclusive performances. There's going to be a dinner under the stars. There are going to be a live and silent auctions. There's all sorts of exhibition openings. And this year, there's going to be a massive after party as well, which is really popular. All sorts. And if you like to dance, this is the event to go to. There's all sorts of world premieres. This, the students from the school at Jacob's Pillow are going to be performing that. There's going to be a big, all sorts of performances, by the way. There's a big pillow dance award, which is going to be given to Annabelle Lopez Ochoa, who is a wonderful and amazing choreographer. I've met her. I was actually in London earlier this year and saw one of her pieces. So if you want to support dance, if you want to support Jacob's Pillow, this is a real opportunity to do that. That's on Saturday, June the 15th, at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And what else is going on Saturday? Well, Tannery Pond is in New Lebanon is welcoming the Naumburg Trio at Tannery Pond. The trio takes its name from the Naumburg competition. It's one of the oldest, and I guess it's one of the most prestigious music competitions in the world. The members of the trio are all Naumburg winners. There's a violinist, there's a cellist, and a pianist. And they all won, and that's going to be a lovely concert up there in New Lebanon at Tannery Pond. There's a couple of other things that are great fun on Saturday night. There's if you're in Hudson, in the Hudson area, Letterbox Farm is having a big pig roast at Letterbox Farm. We've talked about these in the past. The chef James O'Donnell of Bloom Events is doing a whole pig roast. And he's going to have a whole family-style array of vegetarian dishes, and they're all sourced at Letterbox Farm. It's going to be beer and cider and wine available as well, and some wonderful desserts, and there's going to be a big bonfire under the stars. So that's at Letterbox Farm. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening in Hudson. So that should be a great fun event. But now let's finish up the weekend on Sunday with some really good events to take Dad to as well. So on Sunday, there's a big garden tour. This one is in Falls Village, in Washington, in West Cornwall, in Kent, in Sharon. It's the Litchfield County June Open Garden Day, number 2. Bunny Williams' house will still be, or garden will still be open. That's one's in Fall Village. But then Linda Allard in Washington, she's going to open her garden. There have been going to be a whole series of other gardens that are available and open as well. That all starts at 10 o'clock. The full details are on the Litchfield Garden Conservancy website. That's the Northwest Connecticut Garden Conservancy website. So check that out. And, of course, you can get there via Rural Intelligence. Then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there is an event which I'm going to mention, which I think is really going to be quite interesting down in Washington. There's this organization that puts on these conversations on the green, and they've put some really interesting talks on over the years. And this one that they're putting on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is called Life After Trump. We try not to talk too much about these politics on this weekly broadcast, but I saw this and I thought that listeners may well be interested, as this is a chance to explore the sort of post-Trump prospects for the GOP. It will talk about the challenges of the two-party system, talk, and they're going to bring in three members of, I guess, what you describe as the Republican Party intelligentsia, the strategist and the MSNBC commentator Susan Del Percio. There's a former Republican Congressman David Jolly, and Brett Stevens, who's a Pulitzer Prize columnist for the New York Times. They're all going to be there on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, to talk about sort of life after Trump and the impact on the GOP. I think that would be quite interesting for people. But then if you want something really the other end of the spectrum, as it were, to politics, there's in New Milford at St. John's Episcopal Church at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Kent Singers are going to be singing the St. John Passion. So this is the close of their 46th season. And they're closing with sort of, I guess, arguably one of the world's, Western world's at least, greatest pieces of music, the St. John Passion from J.S. Bach. It's going to be performed with a Baroque period instrument orchestra. And apparently they're going to have six soloists who are real early music experts who are going to be there. They're from all over the tri-state area. It sounds absolutely lovely, a lovely end to Saturday afternoon. So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon there at St. John's Episcopal Church in New Milford on Sunday afternoon. So that's a busy week one way or another.
It's a busy weekend. It wraps up with the Kent Singers really are an amazing, amazing group, and they perform all throughout our area. Mark, I'm surprised that you still have a voice left after the end of that, but congratulations, and we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I look forward to it.